You're on 102.7. This is the Breakfast Bar with Chiller on this Friday morning. And late last year, we had a conversation with Anthony Hegarty from TomNet, who's joined us again. Good morning, Anthony.
G'day, Chiller. How are you doing today?
I'm going well. Yourself?
Good.
You're refreshed after a couple of weeks' holiday?
Yeah.
Be honest now.
You can always do with more holidays. I think that's what retirement is. But,
probably.
All good. Yeah, back into it.
Okay. And also joining us this morning is a relatively new member who's come on board with TomNet, Angus Grant. Angus, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chiller. Thank you very much.
And I'd like to start off with yourself, Angus. I believe you come in contact and joined TomNet from inquiries about something else.
Yeah, that's right. Must have been a bit over 12 months ago. I was inquiring as to the opportunities to go to the Flexi School and be a mentor.
That's at Centenary Heights?
Yeah, well, no, it's a separate campus, but it's under the umbrella of the Centenary Heights High School. And through that, by looking at their website, everything seemed to point in the direction of TomNet because their name was well represented there as a support organisation providing volunteers. So I thought, oh, well, I'll go through TomNet. So then I made the call, and the first person I actually got was Anthony. Went from there, basically.
Okay. So were you surprised to get the call, Anthony, regarding Angus's inquiry about coming on board from that direction?
Not really, because we get a lot of calls from fellows inquiring about, you know, how they can get involved in stuff. But it's always nice to talk to someone new and someone who's interested in making, a difference in, volunteering or helping other people. So, while we're always out there trying to find fellows who want to support older men in the community, it's nice to also find people who want to support the youth in the community as well. And that's what mainly Angus was talking about, and I presented what opportunities we had, and the Centenary Heights program initially took your fancy.
I wasn't aware of that until I spoke with you. I was aware of Flexi School, which you put me in touch with them initially with Linda, and it just went from there. And then the other program I'm involved with is the reading for the children, the refugee children at the Centenary Heights School.
That's at the high school.
So I just go there. I actually go there 3 times a week to help with the reading, and quite enjoy that.
It would give you a bit of a lift, wouldn't it, helping people like that?
Totally, No, they're lovely kids, lovely community of teachers and children.
Yeah. So was TomNet involved in that side of it before Angus was doing that, or has he just come on board with it?
We were. So we found out about it at a presentation that was happening down at the Flexi School, and Linda, who's the headmaster, principal down at Flexi School, was talking to Shannon, my boss, and introduced Shannon to Kira Lee, who's the teacher up there, one of the teachers up there, and was telling her about this program. And when Shannon came back to me and said, oh, there's this program up there, I'm like, wow, that sounds fantastic. So then we went up and met Kira Lee and talked to her, and said, yep, we can find some volunteers, some fellas, and also women as well who were interested in being a part of that program. So and just from there, we put it out to our members and also to the community to if anyone's interested in being part of that, and then take them up, show them what it's about, and go from there.
So Angus, your involvement in it, I believe, has directly or indirectly encouraged others to become involved.
When I first started, I asked a friend of mine who was looking for some activities to do to come along, and he's actually ended up doing a bit of teacher aid work now.
Oh, really?
So occasionally, once a week or whatever.
So doors open.
They do, absolutely.
When you least expect it.
Yeah, totally. Mm. No, I quite agree, and he's really enjoying it, and he's just taken it to it like a duck to water. So it's terrific. And then along the way, Anthony's brought in members from TomNet who have joined as well, which has been great, and they do enjoy it. So.
I guess this is an example that a lot of people, I'm not saying a lot, but many chaps out there probably look at TomNet and not realise that some of these avenues are there to become involved and things you can do in the community and help.
That's right. When you look at the TomNet website, it's actually fairly well set up, and it covers a huge range of things that they cover, from mental health through to volunteering and then fellowship and all that sort of thing. So it's quite a broad spectrum.
From what I've, from my last conversation late last year, it's obviously very well set up out there. And I I just think with a lot of chaps that's out there and think it's just an organisation where people come and sit together and have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess this is showing not the case.
That's right. Yeah, you can be actively involved in community things and get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
It's not just the kids reading to them or helping with the mentoring at Flexi School. It's with the children. It's the other volunteers that go along that you enjoy the company of. And it's the broader school community that sort of comes out of that contact with those two organisations.
Yeah. Do you think through this, for a lot of these, the ones through both the organisations, and one of them's, I think, helping people that have come from pretty rocky backgrounds in some ways, as well as the reading and writing thing, do you think a lot of these people start to look at yourself and the others as, you know, into a sense, role models?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, you mightn't think so at the time, but I'm sure there would be that some of that as well, because, I mean, when you think back to being their age, you know, anyone who'd help you probably thought it was pretty good, wouldn't you?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
You'd think it was a great thing.
Yeah.
So just on the same track, because TomNet's involved with this, has TomNet possibly thought there's other areas we can become involved with similar that you don't at the moment? Has that crossed your mind at all, Anthony?
Every day. We're always looking for opportunities that bring some sort of meaning and purpose to men's lives and also women to a point, but it's about meaning and purpose in retirement, and that can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different fellas. Some fellas like to play golf every day and that's their meaning and purpose, I guess. Other fellas don't want to do those things, so they need to find it in some other way. It could be sitting and having a chat with a dozen other fellas for 2 hours. But for some, it could be helping students. It could be visiting older fellas in aged care facilities. We all have different reasons and different motivations for that purpose, but we do need purpose in retirement. I think I said last time that, you know, not everyone has a bad time in retirement. You know, for some people, it's fantastic, but there are certainly fellas out there, and we get fellas in all the time, that there's just something missing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've done all the retirement things, and they just don't know what else is left because, you know, they're either sitting at home, possibly listening to the radio. but, you know, you can't do that all day and every day. There's got to be something else. So the crux of it is we try to find, and we're open to all sorts of different opportunities where fellas can get involved in to use their skills, use what they've learned over the years, and get some benefits from doing that as well.
Okay.
You know, there's got to be benefits for doing that stuff. You don't really do it for free. You eventually get those benefits. So we're always looking for opportunities. We are limited though. You know, you're limited by how many volunteers you've got. You're limited by the number of staff you've got to be able to manage those programs and that sort of thing. So we do have to be cautious as to what we get involved in.
Okay.
If somebody came along and says, "Oh, we need 100 volunteers to do such and such," so, well, hang on, we probably can't do that. We might be able to provide a few, but so it really does depend.
So you coming on board TomNet, would you say prior to that you weren't actually looking for a purpose in retirement, but this is how it's unfolded? Did you think you already had direction in your own mind?
Well, I was looking for some things to do, basically. Yeah. I'd sort of had a couple of years of, we were renovating our home, and we, you know, that kept me quite busy doing that. It wasn't that I hadn't thought about it, I just wasn't there yet. So I just thought when we finished that, I wanted to then continue on with this next career, because how I sort of see it, as a career rather than just retirement. You know, you've got to keep busy and do things, even if it's only for an hour of that particular day. It means you've got to go to it, be organised and ready, and then present yourself.
And it's a reason to get up in the morning.
Of course it is, yeah.
And that's, I think, what Anthony's just saying.
It's a very positive thing. And you go there not knowing what to expect, and the rewards you seek are often the ones you don't seek. So,
don't expect as well.
Yeah.
So do you think, in what you're involved in now, have you seen within your connection with TomNet now, are there areas that maybe when this runs its course or on top of this you may move to or get involved with?
Look, I must say I haven't sort of thought as far ahead as that.
It's just putting it out there and seeing, you know, because I just wondering if you've been
nervous, you know. loads of volunteers.
Look, it's good that you're both gentlemen that have got a lot of energy and a lot of positive outlook on life, which is, I think, something in itself I hope you're passing on to others.
It does tend to, we've noticed in our members and our volunteers that it does change over time what they're able to do. Yep. So depending on, say, health issues or transport issues, as we get older and those things start to happen, then we have to adjust what we're doing. And that's the same with the volunteering or being part of something. We've had fellows who were very involved in, say, our barbecue service, but due to mobility issues and perhaps transport, they can't do that anymore. What's good, though, is that they want to continue to volunteer and do stuff. We don't generally try to use the word volunteering because it can be a little bit scary for some people as to how much commitment they have to put in. But it's good to see that fellas who may have been doing X, Y, and Z 5 years ago have transferred into other volunteering where they either go along with someone else if they don't have transport, or they might do aged care visiting because, well, that's, they don't have to drive into town where it's busy. They can, drive to another venue, easy parking. Yep. So we help the fellas do that. We want to see our fellas doing those things for as long as they can because we know the benefits and we see the benefits and they tell us the benefits of it.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Angus and Anthony, both of you, we'll probably wrap it up at around about there, but your advice to anyone that's thinking of possibly coming along to TomNet and got questions in their mind, yeah. Do I get involved, don't I? Would you say give it a shot?
Jump in, boots and all. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's something in there that would work for you.
Yeah.
Whether it's, meeting as a group once a week, around a table having a coffee, or at volunteering or at a barbecue.
Yep.
I think, just come and see what doors open for you, really. Yeah. It's free to join. It's not there's no annual subscription or anything like that. So it's pretty laid back and easy going. And they have various opportunities to learn different things or get information through sort of, is it weekly or monthly meetings?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Weekly meetings, monthly meetings.
And then you bring in speakers.
Guest speakers.
Yeah.
And,
teach, transfer information on various things in retirement. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's a good point because while you see 20 fellas sitting around having a coffee for 2 hours and you go, well, I couldn't do that. What's special about those meetings, though, is that the fellas will talk about stuff they're going through. So if somebody is suffering from something or they've got an issue about whatever it is, there's a good chance that one of the fellas around the table's been through that as well. Mm. So those meetings are a good source of information, which is not something that I provide. It's the fellas are providing it, their own cohort. They've gone through it, so let's talk about how they got through it or didn't get through it and see how that can work for somebody else. So there's multi-purposes for fellas sitting around having a coffee and having a chat. And it's really nice to see when that happens, which is just natural the way it occurs.
We'll talk again pretty soon. Anyone that wants to make inquiries about TomNet, phone number?
0746389080.
And is there a website at all?
Yeah, tomnet.org.au or my email, anthony@tomnet.org.au, or come in the door and see us. We're here Monday to Thursday, and the doors are just pretty much always open, except for now, but
away we go. Anthony, yeah. Angus, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Chilla.
Okay. You're on 102.7. This is the Breakfast Bar with Chilla on this Friday. A couple of weeks ago, we had a chat with Angus Grant and Anthony Hegarty regarding the TomNet, the organisation for, let's just say, gentlemen looking for something to do, retired gentlemen, and even gentlemen that haven't quite reached retirement. But we've got Anthony and Angus back again this morning. Welcome, gentlemen.
Yep, thank you, Chilla.
Hello.
It's great to have you on board again.
Yes.
2 weeks flown by just like that.
Yes, very quickly.
Tell me about it. Life's scary, isn't it?
It is. That's right.
We're into March.
Yep.
And where does it go? I'd like to bring up a point in our last chat. We covered a number of areas, but TomNet, gentlemen come on board, but of course there are wives and partners involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where do they fit into the organisation, into volunteering or any of the activities with TomNet?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I think from the wives' point of view, they are happy to get their fellas out of their house and send them down.
With a shot.
Yeah. So that's certainly one angle. But it's because we're a men's organisation, it is tough to then what do we do from our point of view in a way to interact with the fellas' wives? Because at some point, for example, one of the fellas might get sick or might have a health issue or something may happen where we may not get told about it, and how much do we get involved in the fellas' lives? So it really is, it's kind of a bit of a grey area, I guess, for us, but we've met most of the fellas' wives, and they get invited along to some activities, so like bus trips and the Christmas party, though they don't come along to the meetings because they're men's meetings. What we have done, though, is to try and include the wives, if they want to, in our volunteering programs.
Yep.
Because we know that the volunteering is not the volunteering that we have, except for our aged care visiting, it's not specific to a gender. It's can be male or female can do those volunteering activities. So we certainly didn't want to exclude those their wives from those activities. And over the years, we've certainly some of our fellows who say, for example, with the Flexi School, have gone down to do mentoring, and their wives have asked, well, how can I do that? You know, I could do that. So we've gone, yeah, of course you can. We get them signed up as volunteers. They're all covered in insurance and stuff. So and they've been active participants of those programs. So we welcome the wives to be a part of it. While we see the fellas most of the time, it's nice to then have that connection with their wives, because some of these fellas, you know, we've known them for, well, I've been here for 12 years now. So I've known those fellas for 12 years, and I've known their wives on and off as well for that long, you know, emailing or talking on the phone and stuff. So it is kind of a weird situation where while we're employees, we're still supporting their husbands to get through this retirement thing. It just kind of, on one hand, should be natural that we should know them. And we've met daughters and sons as well. So it's nice when that happens, but it is a little weird because we don't really know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I guess so. So Angus, in the programs that you're involved with, mm-hmm. Any of the wives or partners involved at all with them?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, no, sorry, they may not be TomNet but there are husbands and wives that help.
So would you encourage, for TomNet members, would you encourage some of the wives and that to become more involved?
In both the activities I do, which is working as a mentor or volunteering as a mentor at the Flexi School and the reading program at the Centenary Heights High School, they're both very acceptable areas for, you know, females to be involved in as well. Like, they'd love it, they'd be welcomed with open arms, that's for sure.
So and so just so people understand, we understand the Flexi School. What actually is that?
It's for students from grades 10 to 12.
Yeah.
And they basically haven't been enjoying school life up until that point in a mainstream school for various reasons. And it is an opportunity for them to learn under a different program, basically, where they're not sort of in this great big fish pond and they're the little fish. There's only about 50 to 60 students there. So, you know, they all get pretty good attention and
it'll be a lot more one-on-one, a lot more personal sort of thing.
And look, they've got a range of issues that they're probably dealing with, you know, as young people, and just it's a safe place for them to be, basically.
And you've seen big improvements?
They have some great success stories through there, for sure. I think last year might have been certainly one got entrance through to university.
That's excellent, isn't it?
And another one was, you know, finding that pathway through to that point as well. And then others get trades, they're well rounded by the time they come out of there.
So would both of you have the, like, for people out there that are thinking about, I need something to do, it's not just something to do, but I need a connection, and possibly through a connection it can help me make decisions and move forward for a lot of gentlemen out there in that position. What would you say to them to encourage them to become part of TomNet from either of you?
Yeah, look, I think just go in boots and all, because, I mean, we all have thought of, well, what are we going to do next, or what can we do at some point? And, you know, it's always a bit of a nervous sort of situation to be in. You know, it's hard to approach people organisations to start for off sure. with. Like yeah. everybody has those, you know, first day nerves.
There's that bit of trepidation.
That's it. But it's worth jumping in because there's so many rewards that you don't expect from it and you know, doors that'll open that you don't expect to open.
Yeah.
So it's really quite an exciting sort of adventure, really.
And that's what it is, isn't
yeah,
it? Really?
Of course it is. It's life.
It's life.
Yeah.
It's a
and
challenge.
You don't want life to stop. You've got to keep searching.
I hope mine doesn't yeah. stop. I have plans for quite a few more shows, I can tell you.
Yeah, yes.
So I don't want to pull it up too quick. But so, Anthony, you know, you get someone out there, someone thinking, yeah, and what Angus just said, jump in, boots and all, give it a go.
Yep.
Someone that wants to come along, they don't just come along, get shoved in a bunch of people and say, right, join in. You take
yeah, they do.
Well,
no. Well, they can.
You just
they,
tie a rope
yeah,
around. Right.
Yeah, well.
But you, I think, if required, yeah. you take them aside and have a chat to them first and sort of get them comfortable.
Well, yes. So we would certainly encourage fellas who are, yeah, any fellas, you know, regardless of what their current circumstances are in terms of their retirement, to come in and have a chat. Because what we try to do is we try to, I guess, work out with the talking to them how what they might be interested in. A lot of times when we retire, not that I've retired yet, but fellas will only if they've had a bad, I guess, what am I trying to say? If they've finished work potentially on a bad note, then there can be a lot of negativity around I had to retire,
okay.
I had to be
yep.
forced to retire and I'm angry and so forth. So what we try to do is we try to talk about what did they actually enjoy about work? Because there's always something that they enjoy about work. It may not be the actual, like if they were a plumber and they had to finish work because, you know, they got a bad back or something or some health issue. So then what we try to do is, okay, well, what did you actually enjoy about your work? And they might then talk about, you know, training apprentices or, you know, showing people how to do stuff. And oh, I really enjoyed that. Well, there's an angle that we can go, okay, well, here's some possible opportunities for you to do that stuff and still get that enjoyment from doing that, not the physical stuff that you would have done at work.
Okay.
It's the other stuff that you enjoyed. And a lot of times they don't realize that, you know, when they actually start talking about it and going, oh, crap, I did enjoy that. You know, wow, that, I didn't know that. And so we try to help them do that. And that's by sitting down and talking to them and just, you know, giving them an opportunity to talk about it. So they don't then have to go out and think, okay, well, what am I going to do? You know, what opportunities are there out there? We know all the opportunities. You know, we don't just partner with our own programs. You know, we have volunteers who do at the PCYC, you know, Meals on Wheels. There's other opportunities. They don't always have to volunteer with us. We just want to see fellas out there giving back to the community and then getting benefits from doing that stuff. So I guess to answer your question, if I haven't already, yeah, we definitely encourage fellas to come in, give us a call, see what might be available, go on our website, and if anything does sort of interest them, say, oh, I wouldn't mind finding out more about that, to give us a call and check it out. Doesn't mean that they're going to get hooked into it and they're going to be doing that every day of the week and for the rest of their lives. We don't put the pressure on fellas to do that, even if they're only doing an hour a month of something which doesn't, well, which something which supports someone else.
So just make the call.
Yeah, pretty, well, I guess, yeah, there's the
just
answer.
Make the call.
Yeah, that was a long-winded answer to
make oh, not
call.
Really,
yeah,
no. The people.
Oh, thanks, Angus.
Now, see, good idea.
Yeah, wow.
Angus, did you just stop or did you wind down into retirement?
Just stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's interesting. From my perspective, I wound down.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that I was, you know, super financially comfortable. I myself made the adjustment, made the choice to pull back to more part-time
yep.
hours
yep.
and adjust my lifestyle
yep.
to that income so that I didn't finish with a gazump. That's how I approached it myself.
Yep.
It's just, you know, that's why I just thought, ask if you might have done the same thing, but you just pulled the pin when you chose to.
Yeah, with COVID, I just decided that.
Oh,
was,
really?
Yeah, just an opportunity.
It gave you the show.
you're not a COVID baby, you're a COVID retiree.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and then it's easy to work out how long you've been retired then.
Well, it is.
Oh, yeah.
how long have you been retired? Just look up COVID. It's all there in the history books. Look, look, I just want to touch on all those sort of things. And just basically, you know, just give people a heads up to jump on board. Don't be afraid. Put your hand up and you'll be made very welcome at TomNet. and doors
see
will
what's
open.
Out there.
Yeah,
see
have a go.
Other stuff's out
and,
there,
and don't sit there and dwell on it.
Yeah, and you know, just from experience, I mean, I didn't really know what it was going to be like, either coming here or going to the reading program or the Flexi school. I mean, I didn't sort of think, oh, they're my one thing I've always wanted to do. I just thought, I'm going to go and do it,
and
give it a go, and
no
you
regrets.
Find out you enjoy it. You know, you've got to think outside the square a bit.
Oh, totally.
Because otherwise, if you do all the things you're used to doing, it doesn't change. So if you force yourself to do even one thing that you've never done before and feel uncomfortable doing, go and do it, and you'll find you'll start to find new things in your life, you know, that come from that. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's something that I sort of try to encourage people all the time. I even encourage it on ESA, get out there and have a go.
Mm. And if that doesn't work, there's
make
always
a new
something
decision.
Else. There's plenty of things out there and plenty of opportunities, but also not to get, you know, I guess, caught in it so that you don't have a rest of a life. You've got to have the rest of it as well.
Totally.
Volunteering is just a part of it.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
You do other stuff, which is just as equally important to you, and there's got to be that balance.
Which is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, we gave it out last time we spoke, but contact numbers?
0746389080 is our office number.
And web address?
The web address, yes. tomnet.org.au or my email address as well, anthony@tomnet.org.au. Or just, come in the door when we're here and love to have a chat.
Champion. Yeah. Anthony, Angus, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Chilla.
Thanks, Chilla.
Great having you on board.
Thank you.
Next time.
Pleasure.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.